What's up, what's up, what's up? This your boy BQ Slim.
And I'm sitting here today. I got a special guest.
TDZ the
Don. What's up, man? Yeah. So we just here talking. Feel me? We just here talking about relationships and how things go down and different traumas that men go through and different traumas that black men go through in today's society. In America, and we just got a lot to say, you know what I'm saying? But basically, what were you saying before I started the podcast? You were saying something,
yeah, about the plight of black people, really, with emphasis on the black men, the plight of black people as a whole, black women, and. I was just saying, bro, I think a lot of people, they don't fully understand, like, how much it gets, like, the black man, like, bro, like, as far as, like, I feel like America did a really, really good job of pretty much outcasting, outcasting black men, like, black people as a whole, but specifically black men. When I say that, I mean, like, just look at it, bro, like, from... Even growing up, like, we viewed to hate ourselves, or we viewed, or we violent, we viewed that we bad, pretty much. It's done subliminally, like, ain't nobody really just telling us this, but, like, looking at, you know, like, look at media, TV, like, all kind of stuff, bro, like, we view as being the bad guys, so, it's like...
No, I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying? You're looking at the screen, like,
Yeah, we viewed as being the bad guy, bro, like, and it's like, it's so many things, like, against the black man, like, that, and then most of our fathers not being in the home to teach us how to be a man already.
Yeah.
So that's the main problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't look at that aspect.
And that's more for today's society, though. That's more for today's society.
Yeah.
So what do you think, like, specifically, what do you think the traumas that black men are going through, specifically? Because that, I think that's what a lot of people are not pointing out. They say that we are going through these traumas and we're going through these certain things, but they not pointing out the specifics. I think that's what women want to know. That's why women can't help us. We're not pointing out the specifics. Point out the specific in detail or like you allude around it, but be specific because
about like what, like
men period go through trauma,
right? Of course,
feel
right.
Me, men period. And when you say black man, I'm black, you black, you feel me? When you say black man, what do you mean by specific traumas that we go through? Because as a woman, I'm not a woman, but I'm just playing devil's advocate, right? I'm not a woman, but as a woman, when you say that I'm going through this trauma and America does it, a woman is looking at that like, mommy, I'm going through that same shit right with you. So be specific. Like, give your queen, your black queen, a guide to follow so she can correct it. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be a lot as far as correction, but, like, when I say that, I mean, like, I feel like a lot of it, like, what's against black people as a whole, not just black men. Like I said, it's emphasis on us. Because I feel like there was so many things done by this country, like, you know what I'm saying, as far as laws and things that was done. Really, really, I don't know what other word I could use. Really, it was really, really designed to basically fuck us up. It was designed perfectly to fuck us up. Like, and as far as controlling a people,
from the first ship we was over here, come over here, mm-hmm. was to fuck us up. You feel me? That was. You know what I'm saying? That's That's pretty clear. They came over here to Africa, rounded up a couple of us, brought us over here to be used as cattle. You know what I'm saying? So it's not, what I'm saying is, right now, today in time, feel me? What are the traumas that men are facing when it comes to treating or being in a relationship? What are the things that's stopping us from treating our women correctly? And what are the things that you may think that's stopping women from treating the black man correctly?
I think it's pretty much just guidance. Not having the black man, not having the father there, not having that male figure to show them. You know what I'm saying? Like, because when I was coming up, I ain't had nobody, of course, mom was there, but like I said, I really believe that a woman can raise a man, but it takes a man to raise a man.
A woman cannot raise a man.
Correct. I'm saying she can raise a man, you know, try to raise him, but it's not going to be right because without that man being an actual man, being there to show that boy, this is what you do, this is what, you know what I'm saying? Without that guidance, it's like you just like,
a woman
figure
cannot,
it out for yourself.
A woman cannot raise a man. If when a woman raises a man, this is me, this is us. You know, we talking, we keeping it a book.
Yeah.
We keeping it a bean, you feel me? When a woman raises a man, we take on her traits.
Yeah.
We take on her emotional traits. Yeah, we take on her emotional likes, you feel me? So, we take on the tears falling down the eye. We don't know how to work. We are relying, you feel me, on people to help. You feel me? So that's that. A woman can't show a man how to be
a man,
the strong man, like a man can show his boy how to be a strong man.
Exactly.
You feel me? And it take a man to do that. His boy's raising boy. His boy's raising boys. You feel me? Cause I can't say a boy raising a man, because if you a boy yourself, you gonna raise a boy. You know what I'm saying? He gonna go out into the world and still be a boy. You feel me? But it's men that we need. You feel me? And these men, they come from realizing that our queens, bro. You feel me? It's our queens. They suffering. You feel me? They neglected. They not only neglected by us, they neglected by every other race. You know what I'm saying? Just like us. But the thing is, we bashed them. With every other race.
Exactly. Definitely.
Right about that. So I just, this dynamic of women empowerment that's going on right now in America in 2022. And for the years before 2021, 2020, things like that. The people are saying the masculinity of men are being kind of demolished and dwindled or such like that. I really think it's women standing up to empower themselves, because us as men have become so weak that we don't know how to love properly no more.
Exactly.
We don't have the foundation like Terrence said. We don't have, like T. Jesus said, we don't have the foundation in the home. We never grew up with a two-parent home, so we don't know how to love these women. And they have a more of an advantage on a lot of things than us, because a woman can raise a woman.
Girl, she's getting what she needs as far as the guidance and the things that she needs to know from the woman, the black woman is there.
Yeah.
And that black boy that needs that different type of guidance on how to become a man, he not getting it.
Lost. He lost in the desert.
And then once we get lost, I feel like people blame the black man for being lost due to circumstances that was beyond his control.
Right.
We get blamed for being lost, and they don't see, you know what I'm saying, what was behind that.
Right.
They blame us for being lost, even though we never had the guidance that we needed in order so we wouldn't be lost, you know?
Right.
And I just feel like it's fucked up like that. We get blamed for being lost, but we never had the guidance.
Yeah. You know, other ethnicities, women, they take care of their men. And when I say take care of their men, they cook, clean, things like this. You know what I'm saying? The good old traditional way. And this is culturally standard in a lot of cultures. This is standard in a lot of cultures.
Yeah.
Except for the black American culture.
Yeah.
Feel me? To have a submissive woman in a black American culture is almost such a unicorn standard. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because I think it's such a unicorn standard only because they've been pushed into a corner to work. They've been pushed into a corner to work, have babies, and provide at the same time. She's the man. So, what are we doing? We're getting captured by police, corrupt police. We're going to jail. We're getting put out because our women are relying on government assistance and not relying on us anymore. So we're getting put out into the streets. And when we get put out into the streets, we have to get a job. If you're a felon, you can't get with this girl you love. You might have this girl. It's the same thing as slave mentality. The girl you love is in one cabin, you in another cabin. You in the male's cabin, right? The master owned this plantation. Plantation is affordable housing, let's put it like that, right? You can't go over to that girl's cabin. Master gonna punish you. You know why you can't go over to that girl's cabin? We don't want y'all mating. We don't want y'all mating. We're gonna mate y'all with the perfect candidate we think y'all should be mating with. But you're asking, hit the grass, get whipped. And they go for birth terms, you feel me like that? We lost as men, like we in the desert and lost, and we wandering souls. And America made us like that. We wandering souls, all of us wandering souls, trying to figure out a way to make things right or make things build on a foundation. You feel me? And it's hard. You know what I'm saying? It's real hard to, you know what I'm saying, build a foundation, then build a house on top of that. You know what I'm saying? Then build your garage. Then buy the land around it. It's hard to build these things. And I'm using that as a, you know, an analogy, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to build this type of shit as a man if you're coming from a rough background. Feel me? Once you come from a rough background, your life is pretty much played out. You got an F on your report card, right? You probably did something when you was real young, but you know how long that this stops you from getting progressing? You know what I'm saying? You came in a unflourished neighborhood. Unreliable resources. You feel me? Y'all don't have no resources in this neighborhood. The houses or the community that you stay in ain't yours. Probably renting it out, or it's public housing owned by someone else. You really never having no real sense of ownership. You know what I'm saying? Things like this. So this plays out in what you know. You got territorial gangs and things like that you grew up in. Things that was way before your lifetime. You grew up in it. So you have to live through it. Every day you have to fight. We don't see that in the suburbs. Nobody in the suburbs got bars on their fucking dope. Nobody in the fucking suburbs got police patrolling their fucking neighborhoods 24/7 looking for this and looking for that. Why? We don't know. So we growing up in this fucking pre-notion that we have to look behind or around our shoulder every fucking 5 seconds. We in a trap. So you either gonna want to do one thing to get out that trap. You either gonna want to go to school. You either gonna emulate what you see that's already getting money. And when you emulate what you see that's already getting money, where we come from is either a basketball star, football star, or a drug dealer. Or a rapper. So you pursue these things. And in the midst of pursuing these things, guess what? A mistake happens. Now you got an F on your report card. Now, that girl you got a baby by, she just got accepted into public housing or Section 8. You can't come see your baby. She gets kicked out. So what she do? She stop you from coming around because she don't want to stop her progress due to you. You looking bad. Now, to her. You went to jail, you got an F on your report card, you got a felony. Now you looking bad. So now she's trying to keep you away from the kids. Unconsciously, though. Unconsciously. The government did this. And I think it's a shameful motherfucking wreck what they doing, bro. You know? I think it's a shameful fucking wreck. I think we need to do some reform. Something like protest or something about this shit, because this shit is madness, man. It's madness, man. And it's not just the black community, you guys. It's way more deeper than that. It's men, period. I think men, period, are going through this. I don't know the statistics on what different ethnicities are more into this cycle. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, like, you know what I'm saying, bro? I don't know, if it's, you know, Caucasian people can have, it could be, I don't know the statistics. That's what I'm saying. It could be more of a climb on the statistics chart with Caucasians. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And it can be a decline on the chart with African Americans. But what I'm seeing, nah. Yeah, I got my radio bag on now, bro.
Yeah, but you're exactly right, bro. Like, you know how we talk about stereotypes, right?
Yeah.
Stereotypes have an effect on things. Certain stereotypes. And I just feel like, America did a genius job. It's evil, but a genius job on how they did black people, black men. What's the best way to control the people? To limit their ability to reproduce, right?
Yeah.
So you definitely, you get rid of the black man. Can't be in the houses. Majority of black men are in jail. You know, like, they did a great job. And then, not only that, that was part one. I feel like they did two very important things. America, to make sure. Like, and they did it, bro. Like, all right, say you got the Art of War, right, by Sun Tzu, right?
Yeah.
And, in the Art of War,
it's a great book.
Deception. Deception is the Art of War. They basically gave everybody the game. Free game. Deception is the art of war. You gotta basically trick your enemy. They telling you that's the whole art of war. It's not brute force or who's strong. The art of war is deception.
Yeah.
If I can trick you, I can believe that. And I feel like they took the notion, because how, like, all right, look at the superstition, not, I said superstition, the stereotype about black people being violent, right? And black men are violent.
Yeah.
That's why we get shot by the police at such and such rate. And, like, we seem to be violent.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like most of the time that's not the case. I feel like America kind of switched the notion. How could we be so violent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So violent, but...
How the fuck we gonna be violent when y'all can't get up?
They came and got us, and we was the victims of so much violence. And now they try to switch it and say, oh, it's the black man, they the ones so violent, when that's not the case. And a lot of people don't think. Like, you feel me,
that's
though?
That's the dumbest shit. You feel me?
They switched it perfectly.
Oh, yeah. That's deception, like you said.
Deception, like you said.
They use
it all the war.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, yeah. That's a great book, too, also. Y'all go check that out. But, nah, man, you completely right, man. That's deception, bro. Like, how in the hell am I so crazy of a madman?
And we so violent.
And we so violent that...
Come on, now.
You came and got me. You came and got us. Which I don't believe. But I'm just going to go with this narrative. You feel me? For the sake of the... Sake of the way we dialoguing right now, you feel me? Y'all came and got us, right? Easily, y'all. Other people captured us for y'all.
Right.
Y'all chained us to these boats, came over here, used us for hundreds of years to build your foundation, and we are now crazy and angry.
Angry.
Fucking right, we angry.
Of course.
You fucked our queens. Raped our queens.
Right.
Killed our sons and daughters. Whipped us. Senselessly. And after that, you paid us to work on these farms after we were free. And still fucked our daughters. Killed our sons. Fucked our wives. Whipped us too. Senselessly.
Worse than a dog.
And after that, we tried to fight. You feel me? Tried our best to fight. Get our rights together. You killed our leaders.
Yep.
You killed our leaders. Yeah, we mad.
Oh, yeah.
We a mad man. We got the fucking right to be mad, though.
Got every right to be mad.
We have the right to be mad. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Martin Luther King way, we tried. Michael Mace way, we still trying. It's the new way. And the new way is money. That's what this segment is about right now. Trauma and how we deal with trauma and how we succumb trauma. I think building our communities up in the privacy, starting off with small communities, giving people affordable things to do, giving people affordable clothes to wear by our black communities, because we are the leading foundation and trends. Whatever we do, people follow. Building our own restaurants in our states, things like that. We have our own underground community, and that's what we do. That's how we build our wealth back up. And that's how we give our queens a look into what the men can do. We build and we travel for them. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
This is what we do. We gotta make a way for us.
Right. We got to stick together and bring back the love and not let the misinformation. You know what I'm saying? Like what they want us to.
It's a lot of misinformation. It's a lot
think,
of.
Think that we are. Or
it's a lot of misinformation.
Y'all supposed to act like this because you're a black man. Like what they want us subliminally to think.
A lot of misinformation. lot of misinformation Lots. About black men. A lot of information, misinformation about black people, period. Like, I don't get that shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, I do get that shit in America. But I don't get this shit. You see ads in Germany and shit like that. Praising Africa. But disowning African Americans. So what they tell you? They done built us so fucked up, bro. They done traumatized us so much that other countries know this. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, other countries, yeah. Definitely.
Germany has commercials where they praise Africans. And look, and they have other commercials where they saying African Americans in America, bro, need food. You know the commercials, they flipped them around. I can show you. And I wish this was on video so I can have like the clip come up on the video. But right now, we just doing audio right now with T-Jeezy. In a little bit, I'm gonna have to do sponsors. You feel me?
Yeah.
But, so they understand our trauma, but we don't. We don't see what's going on. We don't see the outer works of what's right. going on with us.
We don't see the hidden strings
and the puppets. You feel me? So, yeah, man. It's fucked up. But, we gotta work through it. We gonna work through it. So, bro, what you think about today's, what's going on in today's media?
Media?
Yeah, in the media. Hip-hop news and things like that.
It's really, like, we as a people, man, like,
so No.
Like, hold on. I got. It's so many things like that plague the black community. But as far as the media, I see a lot of biasness. Of course, it's biased.
No, I ain't talking like that.
Like what you mean? Like music?
Yeah. Like what's going on? Like the juice, nigga.
Yeah.
This nigga said, "Look, it's biased." Talk about the juice, man. We out. Hey, look, we gotta get off the serious topic real quick, and we gotta get on to some juice real quick. You feel me? Cause I seen the baby, and that look like it came from Africa. Yeah, you see that thing, bro? All right, you guys, we're going to be right back. I enjoyed you guys. Next up, I got a couple sponsors that I got to shout out real quick. And I'll get right back to you guys in 5 minutes.